In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It has been said that we don't remember people as much for what they do or for what they say, but for how they make us feel. And we know in the epistle today, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, it has very much to do with feelings about his relationship with the people of Corinth. Throughout the letters to Corinth, we see Paul basically venting his heart in many different ways to the Corinthians. We see his frustration, we see his disappointment, at times we see his hurt, and like today, we see his hope and his joy. To Paul, it's all about relationship. It always has been. That's why Paul seems so emotional and full of heart when he writes his epistles. He's not in his head. He's totally in his heart. And because of that, he tells us, be strong, be steadfast, be brave. But above all, practice love with whoever you meet. Now we know, once again, that in Corinth, Paul had to face division, and at times arrogance, and all kinds of human weaknesses. But today he speaks about some people. He speaks about Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus and Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila and Priscilla were expelled from Rome because they were Jews under the Emperor Claudius. So they end up being, in a sense, nomads, in a sense. They eventually go to Corinth and then eventually to Ephesus. So these are people who have definitely suffered in life and have experienced the darkness of life. But yet Paul sees these men and women as hope for him. It brings him joy to see those who are lights in the darkness. And we see Paul just being so grateful and full of joy because of it. And I think he teaches us something in this epistle, because sometimes we tend to see things, maybe, in a way that we're getting kind of messages from the world saying that things are not quite the way we should be and the way we want to be and the way we could be. And we see this at times and discourages us and sometimes brings us into darkness. We feel discouraged and hopeless, seemingly helpless. But Paul teaches us something about that. He says, no, you don't focus on that. You acknowledge it as a reality, but your focus is to see everything in the light of eternal life, to see everything in the light of God's dominion and power, compassion and love for us, that God has the final answer in everything. And so we have nothing to fear, because we share the triumph. And because of that, Paul calls us to be bold, to be brave, to be steadfast in the faith. Don't be wearied by the stuff that's being slung at us or afraid of it. That boldness that Paul talks about is always tempered with love. And that's what makes us strong. And so today, as we celebrate the Eucharist together, once again, it's all about relationship. We are all in this together. Those of us who are here in this church and our brothers and sisters who are in other places right now, and we pray for them and we hold them in our hearts. And so we can see it's all about relationship. And the times in which when we are together, we have that sense of, how do I feel when I am here? When I am together with my brothers and sisters, supporting each other and loving each other. It brings us steadfastness, bravery, and boldness as we leave these doors. And that is the secret that Paul imparts to us. And the beauty of it is we're living it. We're living it by our very being here, and for our brothers and sisters who are not here, who are united with us in prayer and in heart, and I'm sure who are praying for us. And so as we are all in this together, and Christ is our head, we have nothing to fear. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.